This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for members of parliament at Baba Kharak Singh Marg in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, 21st century India is eager to development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities. He said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He pointed out that despite the shortage of MP residences, not a single new house unit was constructed for Lok Sabha MPs between 2004 and 2014. Mr. Modi said from MPs from different states will live together in these houses, which symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the wide participation of the people in Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. In social media posts, he said that it reflects the deep patriotic spirit that unites the people of India and their unwavering pride in tricolor. He also encouraged citizens to continue sharing the photos and selfies on HarGharTiranga.com. The Ministry of Culture in Expo said the heartwarming images of people from across the country proudly hoisting the tricolor show the deep connection that every Indian has with the national flag. The BJP today accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today, a New Delhi Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to elections in Haryana and Maharashtra. Talking about a special intensive revision, Mr. Pradhan said that this is not happening for the first time as it is a regular exercise of the Election Commission to update a voter list. Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest, marched from Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition of tarnishing the image of constitutional bodies like the Election Commission and Supreme Court. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that though the Election Commission has given permission to 30 opposition MPs to meet the poll panel to place their concerns about, they did not agree to it and insisted on meet with all the protesting MPs. BJP MP Arun Singh has also accused the opposition parties of tarnishing the image of the Election Commission. Talking to Akashvani News, he said the opposition parties don't have faith in democracy. The Supreme Court has issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the national capital territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court warned that any person or group obstructing this drive will face legal action. Authorities are also allowed to use force if necessary. India's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Suhail Khan, who is also accredited to Yemen, met with Dr. Rashad Al-Alimi, chairman of Yemen's Presidential Leadership Council, accompanied by Deputy Chief of Mission Abu Maten and First Secretary Rishi Tripathi. Ambassador Khan discussed bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest, emphasizing India's ongoing engagement with Yemen, despite the country's persistent challenges. The Patriotic Film Festival, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation, has begun in New Delhi today. This film festival is being celebrated as a run-up to Independence Day under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign from 11 to 13 August at Siri Fort Auditorium. The Bharatiya Janata Party, Arunachal Pradesh, yesterday launched week-long 79th Independence Day celebrations with the Ek Per Maa Ke Naam Tree Plantation Program at the Indo-Tibetan Border Police Headquarters, Itanagar. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from ITBP Jawans, including Kamal Kumar, Assistant Commandant, ITBP Headquarters. As part of the Independence Day celebrations, the party will organize the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to encourage every citizen to hoist the national flag. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued orange alerts for Kurunkume, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, Anjo, Lohit, Tirap and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The MCR has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 11 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.